as a planning area, and in March 2020, with its vision of a great Kampala united towards job creation, improved livability, and a sustainable development for all citizens with support from the World Bank. Ladies and gentlemen, the NRM government created the Ministry for Kampala Capital City and Metropolitan Affairs to oversee the Greater Kampala Metropolitan Area region, comprising Kampala Capital City Authority, the three districts of Wakiso, Mukono, and Mpiji, including their municipalities of Entebbe, Kira, Makindye, Sebagabu, Nansana, and Mukono. This region has a total population of 5.8 million people, representing 14% of the national population, 40% of the urban population, and 46% of formal sector workers, and 70% of manufacturing firms with 5 or more employees, contributing to nearly half of Uganda's total GDP. Fellow Ugandans, we can now visibly witness that this central region is highly prone and vulnerable to various hazards that hinders economic growth due to challenges of floods, traffic congestion, epidemics, fire outbreaks, environmental degradation, and air pollution, among others. Since 1991, shillings in the economic sector. Fellow Ugandans, especially those who stay in Kampala and surroundings, the road network situation in the metropolitan area is alarming, with Kampala City having only 610 kilometers out of the total 2,100 kilometer road network that is tarmac, i.e. only 14.3% of the roads are paved and in good condition. The situation is in the remaining 8 local governments of the metropolitan area, where urban mobility is a challenge, hence the need to invest more in urban transport infrastructure to facilitate public transport. The Greater Kampala Metropolitan Area Project will contribute to addressing the challenges faced in the metropolitan area that include flooding, traffic congestion, and signals junctions, and poor road infrastructure, among others. Cabinet and Parliament approved this project with the objective to deliver coordinated infrastructure and services to make Greater Kampala Metropolitan Area the engine of transformation and driver of Uganda's economy. Therefore, the Greater Kampala Metropolitan Area program is aligned to Vision 2040 and the National Development Plan 3, and indeed the NRM Manifesto, which includes strategic areas, i.e. enhanced improved mobility and accessibility in Greater Kampala Metropolitan Area. Second, foster resilience and environmental sustainability in the region. And thirdly, create workspaces and employment opportunities for the unemployed youth, women, and economic clusters. And fourth, enhance the capacity of Ministry of Kampala Capital City Authority and implementing entities for improved service delivery. The program started in fiscal year 2023-2024 with financial support from the World Bank of a credit of $518 million and a grant of $48 million. And against France, the development contributed €40 million as co-financing. I believe this support shall enhance our NRM objectives to address the challenges in the Greater Kampala metropolitan area. The project must address the above through construction of environmentally resilient road infrastructure and signal junctions, drainages, markets, incubation and skilling centers, taxi parks, and institutional strengthening of Ministry of Kampala City Authority, and the 9 entities in the metropolitan area. As I speak, we have made good progress so far as follows. In line with roads already contracted in quarter one in financial year 2024-2025. 3 contracts for the following road projects have been signed in Kira and Mukono. Kira Municipal Council, Mbogo and Cyprian Kizito Roads, Kungu Bivanju Road, in total 11.3 kilometers. In Mukono, Anthony Kame Annex, Albert Cook,